ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Tumah Daf Yud Daled. The second parak begins with the Mishnah, which enumerates the chilukim between a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur. The first chiluk which the Mishnah gives is as far as Dinei Tumah, Sha'a Korban Yochid Oisit Tumah, Ein Korban Oisit Tzibur Oisin Tumah. And firstly, we'll just point out, this is negiah to a point that we discussed previously, in the Chiddush Rebbeleib from Rebbeleib Malin, he says, why does the Mishnah say that this is the difference between Korban Yochid and Korban Tzibur? We know that even a Korban of Shutfim also, which is a Korban Yochid, it's not a Korban Tzibur, that also is not Oisit Tumah. The Pshat is because there's a klal that Yochid Oisit Tumah of Ein Tzibur of a Shutfim Oisit Tumah. A Korban which has more than one Miskaper is not Oisit Tumah, so it's not really a chiluk between a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur, rather it's totally if there's one Miskaper or more than one Miskaper. And furthermore, he asks, the Gemara here asks a few kashas from cases where even a Korban Yochid is not Oisit Tumah, from Oifis, or from the Vlad of a Korban, or from the Tumah itself, which is not Oisit Tumah. Why does the Gemara not also ask from Shutfim, it's also a type of a Korban Yochid which is not Oisit Tumah? From here, Rebbeleib proves that there is a chiluk between Korban Yochid and Korban Tzibur, besides for the din that Ein Tzibur v'Shutfim Oisit Tumah. There's one din that a Korban Tzibur, which is a different shame Korban, it's a different category than a Korban Yochid. A Korban Tzibur was not given the parasha of Tumah, and there's an additional din that even a Korban Yochid, if there's more than one Miskaper, then there's a din mitzad the Bailim, that the Bailim cannot be Oisit Tumah in a case when there's more than one Bailim le'inyan Tumah. The Koyach Tumah is only given over to a Yochid if there's more than one person who would have the ability to do Tumah because there's more than one Miskaper. Such a Bailim was not given the Koyach to be Meimir. So this is how the Mishnah could tell us that this is a chiluk between Korban Yochid and Korban Tzibur, since there's two different types of Kedushas. The Kedusha of Korban Tzibur was not given the Parasha of Tumah. This also explains why the Gemara does not ask this as a Kasha, and this is an example of a Korban Yochid which is not Oisit Tumah when there are Shutfim, because Be'etzem, the Kedusha of the Korban would be Oisit Tumah. It's not a Din Mitzad the Korban, it's just a Din Mitzad the Bailim. The Bailim doesn't have a Koyach to be Meimer since it's more than one Bailim. Now further on, the Mishnah says the Din, Korbanos HaYochid Chayovim Ba'achar Yuson U'Ba'achrayis Niskayem, V'Korbanos HaTzibur Ein Chayovim Ba'achar Yuson U'Veloi Ba'achrayis Niskayem. Now Rashi explains, and Dibur Maslo Korbanos HaYochid Chayovim Ba'achar Yuson, he says, Kloimar, Yesh Mehem Ba'oysa Shekavu Alem Zman, Shafilu Over Zmanom Chayovim La'krivon Kegoin, Korban Oilus Yeledes, V'Korban Yisbetzoiro, Imover Shmini Shlo Yochel HaKrivoi La'achar Zman, Havo Korbanos Tzibur Sheish Lem Zman, Imover Zmanom Botol Korbanom. Rashi is explaining that the concept of Achrayis means a Korban which has a Zman Kavua, and you're not Mark of the Korban on that Zman, do you have to be Mashlem and bring it afterwards? That the Mishnah is being Mechal between Korbanos Yochid and Korbanos Tzibur. Korbanos Yochid, there are certain types of Korbanos Yochid which are Kavua Lem Zman, like Oilus Yeledes, Rashi says, and the Korban Metzoyah B'Yem HaShmini. Over there, even if you didn't bring up his man, you could still bring it afterwards. That's what it means, Chayav Achrayis. Hashenkin Korbanos Tzibur, which have his man Kavua there, if it's over his man and Botol Korbanom. Now, the Mashmois of Rashi, he says, Yesh Mehem, Emoisim Shekavua Lem's man. In other words, not all Korbanos Yochid, which are Kavua Lem's man, is the din that he does Achrayis. And the Chayav Rashi is coming to exclude is, for example, Chavite Kain Godol, Parsha Yema Kippurim, these are Korbanos Yochid, Shekavua Lem's man, yet still the din is over his man and Botol Korbanom. In other words, similar to the Hemshech of the Mishnah, the Hemshech of Tanakama says a klal as far as being Deicha Shabbos and Tomo, that a Korban Yochid is not Deicha Shabbos and Tomo, a Korban Tzibur is, and Rameir takes issue with that, and he says there are certain types of Korban Yochid that are Deicha Shabbos and Tomo, like Chavitei Kohen Gadol and Par Yom HaKippurim. From there, Rameir proves that Dechias Shabbos and Tomo is not really dependent on whether it's a Korban Yochid or a Korban Tzibur, rather it's dependent on whether it's a Korban Shekavul Leizman or Inkavul Leizman. Here in this part of the Mishnah, when we're talking about a Chiyuv Achrayis, we don't find Rameir comes with any kashas from Chavitei Kohen Gadol and Parsha Yom HaKippurim. Rashi L'Zachar is coming to answer this, and the Tosfos Yontif on this Mishnah explains this way, that what Rashi was coming to answer was, why don't we find Rameir asking a kash on the Tanakama from Chavitei Kohen Gadol and Parsha Yom HaKippurim, if the Tanakama said a klal, that a Korban Yochid is Chayuv Achrayis, Mashenkin a Korban Tzibur, Rameir should have asked him from Chavitei Kohen Gadol and Parsha Yom HaKippurim, which are Korbanos Yochid, and still then is that you're not Chayav Ba'achrayis. So Rashi answered that by saying that Kloimar Yish Mihem, even the Tanakama never meant to say that all Korbanos Yochid are Chayav Ba'achrayis. Rather, what he meant to say is that there are certain Korbanos Yochid which are Kavu Lem Zman, and there is a Chayav Ba'achrayis, not that all of them are. There are Inechanami, Chavitei Kohen Gadol, and Parashu Yom HaKippurim, which is a Korban Yochid, and it's not Chayav Ba'achrayis.
But he meant to say that karbonis echad that are some mashenkin karbon tzibur, all karbonis tzibur that are kavu elim zman do not have a chiyav achrayis. Now the Rambam, when he quotes this din of the Mishnah, this is in Perek Al Filchos Meisar Karbonis Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes as follows: Kol karbonis hayochid chayev b'achriyuson u'b'achrayis niskeyem chutz min hanedava. V'chol karbonis hatzibur in chayev b'achriyuson v'loy b'achrayis niskeyem v'mkar v'azev v'chayev b'achrayis niskeyem. And the Rambam then concludes: V'karbon yochid shekavu leizman harayu karbon tzibur v'ein chayev b'achriyusoy. Now, in the last statement of the Rambam, that a korban yochid shekavu leizman, that's like a korban tzibur and it's not chayiv b'achrayis, the Kesef Mishnah explains, what is the Rambam referring to? He's referring to chavit kain gadol and par yom kippurim, and it is that he's not chayiv b'achrayis, and the Kesef Mishnah says this is poshut, and here also the rule of avar zman yibotol korbani will apply. Now, the Marie Kurkus on this Rambam is bothered, according to the Rambam that says, that korban yochid shekavu leizman, that din is that it's ain't chayiv b'achrayis, so what does it mean? Now, the Mishnah says, "Karbonis hayochid chayiv b'achriyuson," and Rambam himself also begins this halacha by telling us that a karbon yochid is chayiv b'achriyuson. What kind of achrayis could this possibly mean? If it's a type of carbon which does not have a specific zman, so obviously you have to bring the carbon whenever you're able to. Lishma, if it's a type of carbon which has a specific zman, so now we understand the Mishnah is telling us even if the zman passed, he still has to bring the carbon. He's chayiv b'achrayis. If it's a type of carbon which anyways doesn't have a specific zman, so what does the Mishnah mean bechlal? That a carbon yochid is chayiv b'achriyuson. So the Marikokis explains that Karchel the Rambam had a different understanding. Now, the Mishnah says carbon yochid is chayiv b'achrayis means if you already set aside an animal to be his carbon, then something happened to it, it got lost or it got stolen, he's chayiv b'achrayis, he has to bring a different animal instead. This is what the Rambam means in the beginning of the halacha, the Marikokis explains. Kol karbonis yochid chayiv b'achriyuson b'achrayis nischeyem, chutz min hanedava, Rambam adds those words chutz min hanedava because the Rambam's understanding. When it says chayiv b'achrayis, it's talking about where you already set aside a carbon, and then something happened to it, the din is that he has to replace it, and that we know is the difference between a neder and a nedava. This is the Mishnah in Megillah on Ches Amud Aleph, Ein bein nedarim l'nedavos, ela sha'nedarim chayovim b'achriyuson, v'nedavos ein chayiv b'achriyuson. It depends how a person was mechayiv himself. If he made a neder and he says, I'm going to bring a carbon, if afterwards he sets aside an animal for the achiv and something happens to it, he has to replace it. Hashengen, if he makes a nedava, means he takes a specific animal and he says, this is going to be brought as a carbon. If something happens to the animal, he does not have to replace it. The Rambam Karchel understood our Mishnah when it says that a carbon yochid is chayiv b'achrayis, it has to be talking about the chayiv b'achrayis of replacing an animal which he had set aside already. It cannot mean the chayiv b'achrayis of a type of carbon which had his zman kavu and his zman passed already, whether he has to be mashlim and bring a carbon after the zman. That cannot be the pshat in the Mishnah because the Rambam says as a klal that a carbon yochid shekavu leizman, that's the same as a carbon tzibur and there is no chayiv achrayis. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says that a carbon yochid is chayiv achrayis? It must be talking about a different concept of achrayis, replacing an animal which he had set aside already. That's how the Rambam learned the Mishnah, and that's what the Rambam means to be passing in the beginning of this halacha. And for that reason, the Rambam has to add these few words, chutz min hanedava. You can't say as a klal that all karbonis yochid there's a chayiv achrayis. It's dependent on whether it's a neder or a nedava. For that reason, the Rambam has to add those few words, chutz min hanedava, that we're talking about a chayiv achrayis, mean only by a neder, not by a nedava. The problem with this, however, is, if these words in the Mishnah, karbonis hayochid chayiv b'achriyuson, it means that when he sets aside an animal and then something happens to it, he has to replace it, the chayiv is partial that applies by a carbon tzibur as well. If the tzibur will set aside a carbon, for example, if they set aside two kvasim for the karbonis tamid of the day, then they get lost or stolen, surely the din is that they have to replace them and bring other karbonis for the tamid. So how can we differentiate and say that a karbon yochid is chayiv b'achrayis by shenking the karbon tzibur? If the chayiv b'achrayis is talking about the din of nignav or nevad, then obviously that din is true by a karbon tzibur as well. So this kasha is asked by the Lechem Mishnah over here. He says that which the Gemara says that a karbon tzibur is not chayiv b'achrayis, that's because over zman yibotol karbonoy. But if the zman did not pass yet, if it's still the same day, then even if the animals that they had set aside were nignav or nevad, surely they are mechayiv to bring other ones. So how could we say this is the pshat in the Mishnah? And he says you have to be matchik that according to the Rambam, the pshat in the Mishnah is that a carbon yochid has all types of achrayis, which include both in the case where he set aside a carbon and it got lost, he has to replace it, and the achrayis with his man passed, he has to still bring one. But shenkin a carbon tzibur, they don't have all types of achrayis. They do have the achrayis that if it's still the same day and they had set aside an animal and got lost, they have to replace it. However, the achrayis of bringing it after the zman, that a carbon tzibur does not have. This is how Lach Mishnah explains the Rambam. However, it would still seem to be difficult. What does he mean to say that there's a chiluk between a carbon yochid and a carbon tzibur? Carbon yochid has both types of achrayas, replacing an animal which had been lost, and the achrayas of aver zmanoi. Mashenkin carbon tzibur does not have the achrayas of aver zmanoi. Where exactly is there a chiv achrayas for a carbon yochid which is aver zmanoi? A kacha that would only be negated by a carbon which has a zman, and the Rambam himself says that a carbon yochid which has a zman kavua, that's the same as a carbon tzibur, and there's no chiv achrayas, meaning on that also we say aver zmanoi botel carbonai. So the problem would still remain, where exactly is there a chilek between carbon yochid and carbon tzibur, the gab of the chiv achrayis? And chayot, we have to say bedas the Rambam, and the Ikar Svara is Navi Ezri over here on this Rambam, that when it comes to the tzibur, there is no chiv achrayis. That includes both as far as if you're mafish a carbon and something happens to it, there is no chiv to replace it, and there is also no chiv achrayis if the zman came to bring a carbon, and you're not makiv it on that day, you don't have to bring it the day after. Now, even though, as we said, it's pasha that if the tzibur sets aside two kvasim for their tamid, and afterwards something happens to it, it's nignav or nevar, they do have to replace it, but that's not midin chiyav achrayis. That the pshat is because there's a chiyav for the tzibur to bring two tzmidin every day. Setting aside two kvasim is not a kima of that chiyav, so until they actually bring the two tzmidin, the tamid shal shachar and the tamid shal ben arbaim, they're not yotze their chiyav, but mitzad the din of achrayis, that the tzibur does not have. Mashenkein a yochid, if he makes a neder to bring a keves, and he sets aside a kevus for the achiyuv, and something happens to it, so best thing he would have been yotze his chiyuv with the hafrosha. However, since it's a chiyuv achrayis, that's mechayiv him to replace it if something happened to the first one. So it turns out that as far as the tzibur, there's never a chiyuv achrayis. Not the achrayis of replacing an animal which they had set aside, and not the achrayis of being mashum a carbon which was kavu leizman. Mashenkin a carbon yochid, there is a concept of achrayis. If they set aside a carbon and it gets lost or stolen, they have to replace it. But when it comes to a carbon yochid which is kavu leizman, that type of achrayis, even a carbon yochid does not have. As the Rambam says, as far as a carbon yochid which is kavu leizman, that's the same as a carbon tzibur. There's no din to be mashlim after the zman passed. Rakhavam, this is all b'das the Rambam, but as we saw, Rashi is mavur not like this, because Rashi explains the chiv achrayis of a carbon yochid is not talking about the din that if he sets aside an animal and gets lost or stolen, that he has to replace it. Rashi says we're talking about a type of carbon yochid which is kavu leizman. There was a specific day when he was supposed to bring it. For example, an Eilos Yiledes or a Karbon Metzora, there was a specific Zman, and the Zman passed already. That Mishnah is telling us that there is a Chiv Achrayis to bring it after the Zman. By shenking a Karbon Tzibur, which had a Zman Kavua, there is no Chiv Achrayis to bring it after the Zman. According to Rashi, our Mishnah is not speaking at all about the Chiv Achrayis of replacing an animal which he had been mafrish. That's not the discussion of our Mishnah. The Chiv Achrayis in our Mishnah means something totally different, being mashlim a Karbon which was Kavua like Zman. The Mari Kurkis is mavur that since the Rambam says that a carbon yochid shekavu leizman, that's the same as carbon tzibur, and there is no chiyav achrayis, what does it mean that a carbon yochid has chiyav achrayis if it's nignav or nevar? So he explains, because the Rambam argues in Rashi, and he holds that a carbon yeledes or a carbon mitzira, these are not considered carbonis which are kavu leizman. These are inkavu leizman. There is no specific time when you have to bring it. Therefore, the Rambam does not want to explain that when it says carbon yochid has a chiyav achrayis, it means for mitzira to bring it after Yom Shmini, or for Yeledes to bring Korbanis after the Zman. There's no Zman that one has to bring it, and therefore it would not be considered a Chiyav Achrayis. It's not like a Tashlumin. It's not as if the Zman passed. Therefore, the only thing that it could possibly mean when the Mishnah says that a Korban Yochid has a Chiyav Achrayis is that if it's Nignav or Nevar, that type of Chiyav Achrayis there is by a Korban Yochid. And the truth is, in the Brisk Rov over here, he points out that Rashi is Mavur, that a Korban Mitzayra or Korban Yeledes is considered a Korban Shekavu Leizman, which would be Mashmin that a Mitzayra has to bring his Korbanis Dafka in Yom HaShmini. It's not simply that from Yom HaShmini and onward, he's right to bring his Karbonis. He has to be dafka bring it on Yom HaShmini. And Yeledes as well, the Mashmoi says that she has to dafka bring her Karbonis on the day of Meloi Semei Tahara, 40 days for a Zachar, 80 days for a Nekeva. Rashi will be mashmoi that that's the day of this man. It's a Karbon Shekavu Leizman. And from Sarah did not bring it by Yom HaShmini, or the Yeledes did not bring it by Yom Meloi Semei Tahara. So the Chiv afterwards is like Midin Achrayis, a Tashlumen for missing this man. The Biskov says this is not a Pashtos. Rather, the Pashto says, from Yom HaShmini, that's when Mitzrayah is right to bring his carbon. And Yeledes as well, from Meloyis Yimei Tahara, that's when she's right to bring her carbonis, but would not be considered as a carbon shekavu leizman. And as we see from the Mari Kurkis, the Ram actually argued on this point of Rashi. The Ram held that these carbonis are not carbonis shekavu leizman. For that reason, the Ram had to explain that when the Mishnah says that a carbon yochid is chayav achrayis, it does not mean these types of carbonis. Here would not be shaykh the whole concept of achrayis because there was no zman. Rather, the chiv achrayis will be the other type of achrayis, replacing a carbon which had been lost or stolen. Now, which the Mishnah says, carbonis ha-yochid nohi gois, bein bezchorim bein nekevois, The Karbonis HaTzibur Ein Noigen El B'Zecharim. So the Gemara asks a few kashas. Firstly, the Gemara asks, V'Harei Oilo, Oilo is a Karbon Yochid and still has to be Dafka Zachar, not in the Keiva. So now the Gemara answers, No, Ha'iko Oilo Sa'oif, the Tanya Tamas V'Zachas B'Behemov Ein Tamas V'Zachas B'Oifis. Since an Oilo Sa'oif can be in the Keiva, so Oilo is a Karbon Yochid which has both Zecharim and the Keivas, it's possible to bring in a Keiva for an Oilo if he's bringing an Oif. Now then the Gemara continues, V'Harei Chatos, the Karbon Yochid he, Ben a Keiva Asya Zachar Loy Asya. Gemara asks from a carbon chatos which has to be dafka in a keva, not a zachar. So again, how could the Mishnah say that all carbonis yochid could be both a zacharim and a kevais? So on this the Gemara answers, ha'iko seir nasi, there is a chatos yochid which is a zachar, and that is a seir nasi. Now there's a kash over here, which the Shita Megvetas asks in Ois Vav, this is Nahashmatis, and that is, why didn't the Gemara answer to this question the same answer that was given before by an oilo? When the Gemara asked that an oilo has to be a zachar, the Gemara answers, Ba'oifis, that an oilo sa'if can be in the keva, so when the Gemara asks that a chatas has to dafka be in the keva and not a zachar, the Gemara could have answered the same thing, that a chatas sa'if could be either a zachar or in the keva. This is surely the pashtas. So when we say, ain tamas v'zachras ba'oifis, kipruto, what it means to say is that there's no din that an oif cannot be a balmum, there's also no din that an oif has to dafka be a zachar, that's when it's coming as an oilo. When it's coming as a chatas also, the assumption is that it does not have to be dafka in the keva, it could be a zachar either. There's no chiluk between zacharim and nekevis when it comes to oif, both by the oilus and by chatois. That would be the pashas, and therefore the kasha is, let the Gemara answer over here, but oifis, that it's possible to have a chatas zachar when you bring a chatas a oif. So the Shita Megvetas says, Einachem, Gemara could have answered it, just the Gemara uses a different answer, or he says, here where we're talking about chatas, this answer wouldn't work, because what the Gemara would mean to say is, when the Torah was mitzavah for a yochid to bring a korban chatas, it has to be dafka in nekeva. One who has this type of chiv on him has to bring dafka kispor or seira, he cannot bring a zachar. If the only teres the Gemara could possibly bring is that a nasi does bring a zachar, that's the case where Yochid brings a zachar for the same chiv for doing an aver b'shay gig. But here the Gemara cannot answer that it's possible for a chatas to be a zachar if he brings an oif, because one is mechiv to bring a chatas behema cannot bring an oif. As shanking before, when we're talking about an oila, who brings an oila? But derech al oila is not ba b'chiva, it's an edova. So the same person who's bringing an oilas behemah, he has to bring a zachar. He could have also brought an oilas a'if, and then it could have been in a keva. Therefore, over there, it is a good teretz. But shankin over here, they're going to have to say, dafka seir nasi, we could not answer that chatas a'if can be a zachar. Hakapan, we see from the Shita Megvetas, he assumes as a dover poshut, that a chatas a'if can be a zachar. The klal of tamas v'zachas behemah, ain tamas v'zachas be'ifas, that klal would include that there's no chilukim when it comes to a'ifas between zacharim and nekevas. Therefore, when you bring an oila, it could even be in a keva. When you bring a chatas oif, it could even be a zachar. However, in the Sefer Oila Shleim over here, he quotes Peshem the Sefer Yad Eliyahu, Niksavim Chelik Beis Ois Kof. The Yad Eliyahu wants to suggest, Mikoyach Ar Gemara, a great chiddush, and that is, that when it comes to chatas oif, one has to bedafka bring in a keva, not a zachar. Although when it comes to an oila oif, ain tamas v'zachos ba'oifis, one can even bring in a keva. When it comes to chatas oif, it has to be dafka in a keva and not a zachar. The Yad Eliyahu himself says this is a great chiddush. He says there's no mashmais in the Rambam to say such a chiluk. And the Oila Shleim is done. He tries to bring rayas from many places. And the Maaseh brings the Tosefta from here in Temura, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. The Tosefta says that there's a chiluk between chatas behem and chatas ha'oif. Chatas behem has to bedafka be in the cave, and mashenkin chatas ha'oif can even be a zachar. So we have a Tosefta and a Shita Megvetas in Nasigya, which are mavur that a chatas ha'oif can even be a zachar. However, what would be the question, Bechal? What is it said to be Mechalik and say that when it comes to Oilus Sa'if, ain't Tamas Vezachris Ba'ifis? Oilus Sa'if could even be in a keva. Hashanka, when it comes to Chatas Sa'if, would have to Bedafka be in a keva and not a Zachar. So we have to first clarify what is the Mekar to the rule, ain't Tamas Vezachris Ba'ifis? So as you see, this is not so Mefurish. Where exactly we learn this din from? There's a Rashi in Chul and Afchav Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there brings the Klal Tamas Vezachris Be'behemav, ain't Tamas Vezachris Ba'ifis. And Rashi over there on Dibur Maschel Behima says, what is the Makar? Because when it comes to a Behima, the Pasuk says, Tamim Zachar. When it comes to Eifis, there is no such Pasuk. It does not say the words Tamim Zachar. Therefore, the din is that it's kosher even if it's a Balmum. Rashi over here adds, as long as it's not Mechusar either. And it's also kosher even if it's in a Keva. The Mashmois of Rashi over there is, there's no Drosha, there's no special Lima telling us that Oila Sa'if could even be in a Keva. It's just that we don't have a Pasuk telling us otherwise. It doesn't say the word Tamos or Zachrus. When it comes to Eifes, therefore the Mashmais is the Torah is not Makpid, that should be Dafka Zachar and Dafka Atomim. This is Mashmais of the Rambam as well. Rama Perek Gimel Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach Halacha Aleph says, Ein Hamumin Poislin Ba'if, V'chein Echad HaZachar V'Echad HaKeva Ba'if, Shalai Nemar Tamim Zachar El Be'behemo Bilvad. Rama doesn't bring any Mekar which says that there's no din Zachros Ba'if, there's no din Tmimus Ba'if, it's just that we don't have a Mekar that there is such a din. On the other hand, there's a Rashi in Kedushin Daf Chavdal Amud Beis, which is Mavur otherwise. There also the Gemara brings this Klal of Tamas V'Zachros Be'behemo V'Ein Tamas V'Zachros Ba'ifais, and Rashi over there says, in Dibur Maschal Ve'in Tamas V'Zachas Ba'ifais, he says, the Makar to this din is, now which the Pasuk says, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, Asher Yakriv Karboni L'chol Nedreim, B'Hemshech, that Pasuk continues, L'Rtzoinchem Tomim Zohar B'Bokar B'Ksovim U'Be'izim. And Rashi says, why doesn't the Pasuk just say, L'Rtzoinchem Tomim Zohar, and stop there? Why does it have to continue, B'Bokar B'Ksovim U'Be'izim? The Pasuk is showing you that Dafka of these Karbonis have to be Zohar Tomim, but other Kabbanis, meaning Eifis, do not have this Hakpada. So there in Kedushin Rashi seems to be telling us that it's a drosha, it's just as that we lack a Makar telling us that Eifis do need Tamas or Zachrus, where the Mashmois of the Pasuk is that the Hakpada is Dafka by Behema and not by Eifis. There's a Rashi in Zvacham Lamedhei Omer Beis as well, and Dibur Maschal Dukin, of there he says from the Pasuk which says, Tamim Zohar Babakar Baksavim Obizim, from there we learn Rashi says that the Dinim of Tamas or Zachrus were said Dafka by Behemais and not by Eifis. The Rosh Yosef, in his Pirushan Chulin over there in Dafchov Gimel, he points this out. This seems to be a steer in Rashi. And he wants to explain that Rashi and Chulin really mean to say, like that which he says in Kedushin, Rashi and Chulin does not simply mean that there's no Makar, rather, Medaif, now which it says the Dinim of Tamas Vazachas Dafka by Behemo, that's Mashab Ba'if, there is no Hakpada. But Akupam, to get back to our question, does Chazaz Zayf have to be Dafka in a Kevo or as a Kosher even as a Zachar? The Chayr will be told in these two studim, if that which we say, Ein Tamas Vazachas Ba'if is, is because there is no such Makar, so in the same way by Oilus Ha'if, there's no Makar which says that the Oif has to be Dafka Zohar, therefore we assume that it could even be in a Keva. By Chatas Ha'if as well, there's no Pasuk which says it has to be Dafka in a Keva, therefore we could assume that it's even Kosher as a Zohar. If, however, you learn, like the other Tzad, that there's a Mir in the Pasuk which says that the Dinim of Tamas or Zachar are Dafka by Behemoth, not by Oif, then it would not simply be enough to say that we don't have a Pasuk telling us that Oilus Ha'if has to be Dafka Zohar. That would not be enough of reason on its own. Perhaps we can learn from Behemoth to Oif, the same way the Torah is marked by Behemoth that's Dafka Zachar, Oif as well. You need a drosha, you need a miyut saying that there is no such thing of Tamas for Zachar's by Oifais. If so, then that drosha is Dafka as far as Oilus Oif, since the Pasuk says that Behemoth there's a Hakpada to be a Zachar, there's no Hakpada that for Oifais to be a Zachar, so the Mela Oilus Oif can be in the Keva. Ashenki, we don't have any drosha telling us that the Hakpada for certain Kabbanis to be Dafka in the Keva, that Hakpada is Dafka by Behemoth and not by Oifais. If we wouldn't really have a Makar which tells us that a Chatas Oif could even be a Zachar. In other words, it's hard to say such a Chiddush that a Chatas Oif has to be Dafka in a Keva and not a Zachar. That would be based on the way Rashi says in Kedushin and in Zvachim that you need a Joshua from a Pasuk telling us that there is no such Akpada by Oifis the way there's Akpada by Behemoth. The Maisa, after all said and done, there is a Tesefta and there is a Shitu Mikubetas, if that's surely the prevailing Tzad, that a Chatas Oif can even be a Zachar. Now we'll continue on to the next sugyo. Next sugyo discusses the Zman of Havoas Nesochim. Well, first we makdim that different ways a person could bring a Minchas Nesochim. There is a concept of being menadav of a Minchas Nesochim even without a carbon. There's a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pei Dalid and in Menachos Daf Kuf Dalid. The Gemara says, Misnadav Odom Minchas Nesochim B'chol Yoyim. One could decide whenever he wants to bring a Minchas Nesochim. The Gemara means it could be brought even without a carbon. As Sigur Bikur is talking about a Minchas Nesochim, which one is Neschayev to bring as a result of bringing a carbon, and in Sigur we see that there are two ways that these Minchas Nesochim could be brought. They could be brought together with the Zevach. At the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara says that when Minchas Nesochim are boim ima Zevach, then there's a different set of dinim, then it has to be korov dafka by yoim, and Rashi over there explains, in Dibur Maschul ima Zevach, Rashi says, Shemavim ima Zevach v'kidshon shchitas ha-Zevach, Boam ima zevach means that the Nesachim were around already b'shas the shchita of the carbon, and that's mekadosh them, it has to be that they're already in Nazara. Rashi says, when the shchita sa-zevach is mekadosh them, then havi ki zevach gufei, ve'inan krevim el b'yoim. They get a din as a chelik of the carbon, and therefore they have the same dinim as the carbon, they have to be korav dafka during the day. There's another type of minchas Nesachim, which is not boam ima zevach, they were not around b'shas the shchita sa-zevach, the shchita is not mekadosh them, therefore they do not get a din as a chilik of the carbon, and they do not have to be brought dafka during the day. Now the Gemara here brings Mekuris from Psukim, firstly that they can be brought the next day, it doesn't have to even be the same day that the carbon is brought, and furthermore we also learn from Psukim that it can even be brought by Laila. Mahir Dashin son the words Minchasam Vineskayim, Minchasam Viskayim Belaila, Minchasam Vineskayim the Mocher. Yishlakish brings in additional Josh of Malvat Shab Six Hashem, and Mark explains you need both Joshes. If you just have the Josh of Malvat Shab Six Hashem, you would have said Minasachim could be brought the next day, but it's not kosher to bring a Belaila. And if you'd only had the Pasuk Minchasam Vineskayim, you would have thought Dafka Belaila, not the next day. As Mark explains, you would have thought Laila Hilach Acher Hayoim. Therefore, you need the Pasuk of Malvat Shab Six Hashem to tell you even the next day. Now, it's important to point out this din that the Minchas Hasachem could be brought even the next night or the next day. Here in Hesig, the Gemara is bringing these drushas when you get to a carbon tzibor, which is Zman Kavua, and he did not bring the Hasachem the day which he was supposed to. There's a din he could be mashlam even the next night or the next day. However, these dinim are also negated to a regular carbon, any carbon yachid which is Mechayiv Nesachim, and the Nesachim were not brought together with the carbon. The din is, as the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Mem Dal Omer Aleph, he can even bring his carbon on one day, and his nesachim 10 days later, 10 days in Lavdafka, as long as he was not mekadosh the nesachim at the time of the shechita sazevach, so it's not mekadosh together with the carbon, he can even bring it later. And the Gemara in Zvachim paid Daud Amar Aleph, as well as Menachas Mem Daud Amar Beis, the Gemara says this is learned from the pasuk of Menchasim Vineskeim, that's what we learn this din that he could even bring the Menchas nesachim mekad arasar yomim the next night or the next day, even 10 days later. Tosfos over there, Menachas Mem Daled Amud Beis, points out that although the Gemara just quotes that one pasuk of Menchasam Vineskayim, the Gemara means to be Mekatzer, because in truth, really you need two pasukim, as the Gemara says over here in Tmura. You need the pasuk of Menchasam Vineskayim to tell you Afilu Belaila, and the pasuk of Malvat Shab Says Hashem to tell you even the next day. Now, if we take a look over here in the beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara brings the pasuk to tell us, Dvaryoim Beyoimoy, the whole day is kosher to bring the Korbanis Shekavu Lem Zman. Once the day passes already, then already over Zmani Botel Karbonoi. And the Gemara continues, Yochel lo yehi chai b'achayis niskeyem, af bi shekar v'zevach, tam lo yehi m'chosan v'niskeyem. Kepshuta, what the Gemara means to say over here is, Yochel, I might think that since this is a carbon which is kavula Zman, the same way if the day passes and he was not marked of the carbon, there's no way to make it up, you would have also thought that the Nesachim of this carbon is also kavula Zman, there's no way to make up if he misses bringing the Nesachim that day. For now we need a pasuk to tell us that if he brought the carbon on the correct day, then already the Nesachim, there is a chayis, he could bring it ready on a different day. In other words, it was a tzad to say that Nesachim also was kavu alei zman and over zman yibotol karbonai, for that you have the Joshua of Minchosan v'nizkeyem. So in truth, even though we pointed out, this Joshua of Minchosan v'nizkeyem is telling us the ikur din, which is negabi all karbonai, it's not only karbonai shekavu alem zman. Any carbon where you brought the carbon one day, you can make up and bring the Nesachim on a different day. That's also learned from this drasha of Menchasa v'Neskeyem. Yet at the same time, we're also able to learn a din specifically about a carbon shekavu alei zman. Don't say that Nesachim also are kavu alei zman. For example, the Korbanis that are supposed to be brought on Yontif, the Musafim of Yontif, if you did not bring the Nesachim along with those Musafim, you would have thought that it's already over zman, you brought a Korbanis on those Nesachim. From here, the same pasuk, we also learn that Nesachim can be brought a different day, even the Nesachim of a carbon which was kavu alei zman. And the way we're able to learn this is because this pasuk of Menchasam v'Neskeyem is a pasuk in Parshas Pinchos, in the Parshah of Musafin. Rashi in Zvachim Daf Peidal says that this is the pasuk which is written by Karbonis HaChag, the Karbonis of Sukkis. So although from these words we learn the Iker Din, that the Nesachim of a carbon could be brought even after the carbon is brought, even the next day, but since this pasuk happens to be written by the Karbonis of Yontif, a carbon which is Kavu Lem Zman, at the same time, we're also able to learn that the Nesachim of a carbon which is Kavu Lem Zman is something which has Achrayis, as long as the Iker carbon was brought as Zmanoi, so we don't say that as far as the Nesachim over Zmani Boto Karbonoi, that the Nesachim can't even be brought on a different day. And once we establish that point, that there are really two dinim that are being learned over here, firstly, din by all Karbonis, and secondly, din by a carbon which is Kavu Lem Zman, so when the Gemara makes it Tzrichasa, and if we just say Menchasam v'Neskeyem, you would have thought only Belaila, you would not have known that you could still make it up the next day. For that, you need the other pasuk of Mavat Shabsis Hashem. And the question here can be posed, is this Havmina that you could only make it up the next night, but not the next day, by all Karbonis? Once you're marked of the Iker Karbon during the day, if you didn't bring the Sacham together with the Karbon, you have to be Mashem afterwards. Does the Gemara mean to say that if you'd only have the Joshua of Menchasam v'Neskeyem, you would have said, you have to be Mashem Dafka that night, and not the next day? Or is it a specific din as far as the Karbonis of Yavim Tovim, Karbonis which are Kavu Lam Zman, where there's a half minute to say as far as the Nesachim, just like as far as the Iker Karbon we say over Zmani Batal Karboni, as far as the Nesachim also you would have said such a thing, for that you need the Joshua. Perhaps the half minute you have to make it up Dafka that night and not the next day is only by these Karbonis which are Kavu Lam Zman, where the Torah was Mechadish, even though the Zman of the Karbon passed, you could still be Mak of the Nesachim, Esther, there will be half a minute to say dafka that night and not the next day. But maybe in the other korbanos, once we know already that you don't have to bring the nesachim to dafka with the korban, you could even bring it afterwards. Once we know already that you could bring it that night, you'd also know you could bring it the next day. For that, you would not need a separate pasuk. If we could suggest such a thing, then this would help us to understand that which Gemara in many places, Zvachim Davches, Zvachim Pei Dalid, Menachas Mem Dalid, in all these places, the Gemara only brings the Joshua of Menchasim Vineskeim, and the Gemara over there says, Menchasim Vineskeim Afiyu Belaylo, Menchasim Vineskeim Afiyu Lemachar, the Gemara does not bring the Joshua of Mavad Shabsis Hashem. The way we're suggesting now, the Pshat would be, that it's only in Eretz Yisrael where we're discussing Karbonim Shekavu Lemzman, and here we're Mechadish, even though the Pasuk says, V'aryoim B'yoimah, the Iker Karbon, you cannot be Mashlim afterwards, it has to be done Dafka on that day, like the Karbonim of Yom Tovim. And still we learn from these joshas that the Nesachim can be brought afterwards. That's why there'll be half minute to say that it has to be dafka that night and not the next day. But as far as other karbanis, where there is no kavua lemzman, all we have to learn from the pasuk is that you don't have to bring the Nesachim dafka with the karban. You could even bring it later. Once you know that you can bring it later, then already it will make no difference between that night and the next day, or afila adasar yomim. Now the Tosfos which we quoted before in Menachas Mem Daud on Mabez is before not like this. Tosfos that was bothered by this kasha, why doesn't the Gemara not bring the joshua of Mavad Shabsi Sashem, which Eric Gemara Tumu over here says you need that pasuk to tell us so you can even bring it the next day. And in many places, the Gemara just quotes the pasuk of Menuchasam Vineskeim. So Taisa says, Ein Echanami is Lav Dafka. The Gemara was saying on the other pasuk as well. If we'll suggest the way we're saying now in Eric Gemara, you wouldn't have to come onto that Deichik of Taisa. And the truth is, if one looks in the Shittim Gebetis over here, is in the Hashmatis in the back in Eis Yud Beis, he seems to actually be learning the way we're suggesting. He explains over there, where is the Joshua of Mavad Shabsi Hashem? It's a Yitur. There are extra words over there in that pasuk, and from there we learn that when it comes to Nesachim, we don't say, Over Zmanei Botol Karbonei. And that lashon of Over Zmanei Botol Karbonei is the lashon which is used when we have a carbon which is Kavu Leizman. As far as Iker carbon is concerned, we do say that once Zman passed, there's no Hashlama. From this Joshua we're learning that as far as the Nesachim, once the Iker carbon was brought in the right time, Nesachim could be brought afterwards, not only that night, but even the following day. The way he's explaining, we're not saying a Chiddush, the Gemara is not saying a Tzri Chusa, in a regular carbon yachid, where you brought the carbon one day and you wanted to bring the Nesachim afterwards, that you need an extra pasuk to tell us not only you could bring it that night, even the next day, rather he's talking about a carbon which was kavu leizman, like a carbon tzibur, that's really what makes the tzrichu, so that not only could you bring the Nesachim that night, even the next day. And he continues on and he says that this drasha of Mavad Shabsis Hashem has to be talking about dafkin Nesachim, it's not talking about the ikur carbon, because as far as ikur carbon, we have a different drasha telling us over yoyim batal karbonai, that's the drasha of var yoyim biyoyimai. That's how we know that this Joshua of Mavad Shabsis Hashem is not talking about the Iker Karbin, rather it's talking about the Nesachim. But again, clearly the Shittim Gvetis is explaining the Trichus of the Gemara when it comes to a Karbin which is Kavu Leizman. The Karbin had to be brought on a specific day, and that's why we need an extra pasuk to tell us that not only the Nesachim could be marked with that night, but even the following day. According to this, we could explain, as we've suggested, that as far as the regular Karbin Yochid, which is not Kavu Leizman, over there, once you have a pasuk telling us that the Nesachim did not have to be brought together with the Karbin, they could even be brought afterwards, even that night, then you would not need an additional pasuk to say the next day as well. As far as that's concerned, the next day is not more of a chiddush than that night. Again, this would not be like Tosfos and Menachos, but this Shittim Gvetis that we just quoted is bringing B'Shem Tosfos, so the Tosfos that he's quoting would be different than the Tosfos and Menachos, and according to this Tosfos, which the Shittah brings, all the Gemaras which quote the pasuk of Menchas and Vineskeim, we don't have to be matrik those Gemaras, because those Gemaras are talking about the din that you could bring a carbon yochid one day and then a sachem afterwards. Then already you don't need two joshas. Once you have one joshah of Menchas and Vineskeim, from one joshah you can know already that night and the following day. And we should just add that Lemaisa in Sfarah, this would seem a bit difficult to understand. What is the Sfarah of the Gemara to say that maybe only that night one could be mashal in a sachem, but not the next day? The night is better because halayla hulach achar yom when it comes to kachim. Lemaisa, we're talking about karbonis which have to be brought dafka on a specific day like Shabbos or Yontif. Once the night comes already, it's no longer Shabbos or Yontif. If we still see from the pasuk that you could be mashlim, even though the zman of the yom, the zman of the Shabbos or Yontif is over already, what sfar will there be to be mechalak between that night and the next day? Echanami halayla hoylech achar yom when it comes to dinar karbonis. But here, when we talk about a karbon which is kavul leizman, a karbon which has to be dafka on the Yontif, even that night is not part of the Yontif. So why would the night be a mila over the next day? This is chayy. We need further hesber. A similar point can be made as far as the aktaris imurim of a carbon which is kavu leizman. For example, the musafim of Shabbos or Yontif, the din is that one can be makta de imurim not only that day, but the following night as well. We know there is a din lechatchila to be makta de imurim that day. That's because chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, the Gemara Menachas Ayin Beis says that we don't say you should wait until the night to be makta de imurim of a carbon which was brought on Shabbos or Yontif, and not have to be doicha Shabbos or Yontif, and we're makta de imurim the same day. From there, the Gemara learns the klal chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, and Rambam paskins in Perek Daled Hilchos Meiser Karbonis Halacha Gimel that for this reason all karbonis that you're makriv, you should try to be makriv the imurim the same day, even though b'diavad you can still be makriv the imurim at night. Still, it's a dinner chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Try to do it lechatchila right away, the same day that the karbon was brought. And the question over there really is posed: a karbon which is kavu leizman, like the musaf of Shabbos and Yontif, the chayyim should have to be makriv the imurim the same day because it's part of the karbon. If the Torah gave a mitzvah to bring the carbon that day, the chayyim that should also include the Akhtar Simurim, not only because of the din lechatchila of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, which is a general rule by our karbonis, and specifically over here, a carbon which is kavu leizman, that kviyas zman lechayyim should be mechayiv to be makhtiv the imurim during that zman as well. For now, which one could be makhtiv the imurim even b'layla, if not for the lechatchila of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, that will be mashma that even though it's a mitzvah to be makhtiv the carbon on that day, since layla hilach achar yoyim, one should be able to be makhtiv the imurim even that night. If this is the case, then we understand in Erstugia as well, why even though it's Nesachim from a carbon which is Kavul Eizman, even if we have a Pasuk telling us that you could be Makar of those Nesachim that night, you still will not know that you could be Makar of them the next day, because that night there's a din of Halayla Hilach Achar Yoyim, even though it's Nesachim from a carbon which has to be brought Dafkan Shabbos or Dafkan Yontif, and it's no longer Shabbos or Yontif, still since it's the night following Shabbos or Yontif, that would be a Maila, and we will still not know that you could bring them the next day. Rakhavan, the way we're suggesting now, when it comes to other karbanis that are not kavu leizman, once we have a pasuk saying they could bring the nesachim even that night, it wouldn't be a mile of that night over the next day. You would not need a separate drasha to tell us the next day as well. And there is a way from ha'ara we could point out over here, and that is from this drasha of menuchasim in a scheme of filu b'layla. From there, we really learn that one could bring the nesachim even not together with the karban. As you see in the sugya, there's two ways to bring the nesachim, either im hazevach or without the zevach. In order to be brought im hazevach, it would have to be that the nesachim are here and they're niskadish already, they're in the azara at the time of the shechita of the karbin. If this was not the case, then that's already called nesachim abon bifnei atzman. And the chayyu need a drasha to tell us that you could bring them bifnei atzman, even if it's the same day that you brought the karbin, even before the night. The Gemara seems to be mashma, you only need a drasha to tell us that you could bring the nesachim afterwards that night. What about if it's the same day but it's not boim im hazevach? It sounds like you don't need a pasuk for that. The chayyu should need a pasuk for that as well. How do we know the concept that Nesachim could be brought not only im hazevach, they could also be brought b'fnei atzman? That's also from this drasha of Menchasav in Iskeim. So why is Gemara Dafka stressed that from here we're learning that you can bring it at night? You need this pasuk to tell us, b'chlal, the concept that one could bring Nesachim even b'fnei atzman, even if they were not niskadish and they were not brought together with the carbon. This ha'ara will leave b'tzarachiyun. Now, we'll discuss another point over here. Rashi and Dibur Maschel Mavad Shaibseis Hashem explains what exactly is this drasha. How do we see from here that the Nesachim of a carbon could even be brought the next day? Rashi explains, since the Pasuk says, Zevach u'Nesachim dvar yoyim b'yoymoy, and immediately in the next Pasuk it follows, Milvad Shabseis Hashem, from there we learn that when he's makir of the Karbonis and the Nesachim of Yontif, he could also be makir of the Nesachim from yesterday, if the day before was Shabbos and the Nesachim were not brought on Shabbos, he could be makir of them on Yontif. Now this Rashi seems to be saying a Chiddush, that if there were Nesachim which were owed from the carbon of a previous day, those Nesachim could even be brought on Yontif. So there's a Mishnah Lamelech which makes this point in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chagiga Halacha Ches. He writes over there, Da, the Nesachim shalehiviu hatzibor im ha-korbin, the kaimulan mevi oisim af la'achar kama yomim, kriven be Yontif. If there's Nesachim which were owed from a previous carbon, those Nesachim could be even brought on Yontif. And it says, Ken kosav Rashi, v'perek beiz detzmura. He quotes that Rashi and he says, from here you see, one is allowed to bring on Yontif Nesachim from a previous day's carbon. As Mishnah Melech does not differentiate between a case where Shabbos and Yontif were back-to-back, and these Nesachim which he wants to bring on Yontif were from the previous day's Karbonis, the Karbonis of Shabbos, and the Nesachim from a previous day which was Choyal. The Mishnah Melech is mashmim that in all cases one could bring Nesachim on Yontif from a previous day's Karbon, regardless of whether that day was Shabbos or Choyal. And the Chedah would be as far as to be Mechali between Rashi's case, where Yontif was immediately following Shabbos, because we know that the rule is, Chel be Shabbos, Kraven be Yontif. When Yontif immediately follows Shabbos, and the Akhtar of the Chalavim of the Karbonis of Shabbos were not done on that day, the Akhtar could be done that night, even though it's Yontif. In other words, it's Doiche Yontif. Although the din is that from a different carbon of a day of Choyal, meaning if the day before Yontif was a day of Choyal, and the Chalavim left from that day's Karbonis as not Doiche Yontif, this din is brought in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tmidim u'Musafim, Halacha Zayin. Rak upon it, once we see that there is such a chilik as far as Dei Murim, perhaps that which Rashi says as far as the Nesachim, that the Nesachim of the Karbonis of Shabbos could be brought that night if it's Yontif, that's Dafka Shabbos leading into Yontif, but if it's the day of Chol, which is before Yontif, maybe the Nesachim of that day's Karbon are not brought on Yontif. The Mishnah Melech does not seem to make this distinction. And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Tes Oyzches, he discusses this Mishnah Melech. He says that which Rashi is mevur that Nesachim of Shabbos are bar Yontif that's a chiddush, because we know that the klal is Nedarim and Nedavos are not Koriv B'Yontif. These are sugars in Beitza Yates and Chagigah Avzayin. The din is that one cannot bring Karbonis on Yontif if they're Nedarim or Nedavos. Oyle is surely not. There's no Lachem. He's not getting any Basar to eat on Yontif from them. But even Shlom also one cannot bring them on Yontif. Only Oyle Sriya or Shalmi Chagigah. These are Karbonis Chayva for Yontif. Those can be brought on Yontif, but Nedarim or Nedavos cannot. If so, the Nesachim from a previous day's carbon also should not be able to be Deicha Yontif. It's not a Chayva Sayoim. Akarchi says, you have to understand with Das Rashi that it's Xer Sakosov. From this drush of Zevach Nesachim Dvaryoim Beyoimim Melvad Shabsi Sashem, the Torah is telling us that the Nesachim of Shabbos could be craven Beyontif. Then ready, it would only be in this case, the Nesachim of Shabbos, but not if it's a Nesachim from a previous day which was Chayil. This is the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha on the Mishnah Lamelech. The life of the Minchas Chinuch himself says, Libi Oimerli. He says, I understand Rashi does not mean to say that one could bring the Nesachim of Shabbos on Yontif. When Rashi says Yontif, it's another way of saying Chol HaMoed. And he brings from the Sefer, the Teres Kainim, on this pasuk, Eilu Moed HaShem, Asher Tik Roisim Mekoi Kodesh, L'Hakav Isha L'Hashem, Oilu Mincho, Zevach Nesachim Dvaryim B'Yoymoi. The Sefer says this is talking about Chol HaMoed. And the Rechaim HaKadosh explains, that's why it makes sense that the next pasuk continues, Mavad Shabbos HaShem, Umavad Mat Noseichem, Umavad Kol Nidrichem, Umavad Kol Nidvoiseichem. The next pasuk mentions Nedarim and Nedavos, even though we know that Nedarim and Nedavos are not Karev B'Yontif. The Torah says because these psukim are not necessarily talking about Yontif, it could be talking about Chol HaMoed, and on Chol HaMoed, Nedarim and Nedavos are brought. This sefer is similar to that which the Gemara here brings in Amud Beis on a different pasuk, a pasuk in Parashas Pinchos, Elu Tasu L'Hashem V'Meyadeichem, Levad Min Nedreichem V'Nedvoiseichem. The Gemara says this is talking about Chol HaMoed, because on Yontif one cannot bring Nedarim and Nedavos. The Teres Kaim says the same thing in Er Pasuk, the Pasuk of Mavad Shabbos Hashem. But Akapan, based on this, the Minchas Chinuch says, we can understand also that Rashi's din, that he could bring the Nesachim from Shabbos the next day, doesn't mean the next day which is Yontif, but the next day which is Chol HaMoed, Einichnam on Yontif itself, the same in the Dharm and the Dharm are not brought on Yontif, the Nesachim from a previous day's carbon also cannot be brought on Yontif. Now we should just add, this discussion of the Minchas Chinuch is Negea to the Seilis and the Shemin which are burnt on the Mizbeach. When it comes to the yayin which is just poured into the Mizbeach, that does not involve any melacha. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch himself earlier in Ois Hei says that definitely one can do even on Shabbos. One could pour the Nesachim from a previous day's carbon because there's no melacha involved. The whole discussion before was negated the Haktar on the Mizbeach, which involves a melacha. Now, to discuss another point over here, there's an interesting Taisvis, the Bermaskh of Achal Korav Belailo. Negated to that which the Gemara says over here at the bottom of Yudalad Haman Aleph. Where it says the cloud called a korev b'yoyim in kodesh ala b'yoyim, v'chol a korev b'layla kodesh b'layla, b'yim b'yoyim b'yim b'layla kodesh b'yim b'yoyim b'yim b'layla. Now Taisi here quotes the Rashi in Menachis, on the Gilead on the side it says that we don't have such a Rashi b'fanenu, v'akapam the Rashi which Taisi had says, what's an example of something which is korev b'layla, that is niskadesh b'layla, kigan shemen l'menoira. The shemen in the menoira, that was something which was korev b'layla, the shemen burnt through the night, therefore since it's korev b'layla, the kedusha also is done b'layla. And Taisa asks that v'loy nire ma kedusha shaycha be halis be kedusha as kli. Taisa asks in Rashi what kedusha could this be referring to? According to Rashi, that shemen is karev b'layla, therefore is kadosh b'layla. The chayit does not require kedusha as kli. The shita mekabetz over here in Ois Memches explains l'shaych kedusha as kli el bekodshim mizbeach. The shemen in the menorah is not a kodshim mizbeach; it's not a type of carbon. So why should there need kedusha as kli? Akapam Taisa seems to be saying that the shemen which is burnt in the menorah does not have to be niskadosh first bekli. It's not a carbon. It's not like a mincha which you have to first be makdish bekli. That's how the mincha gets kedusha saguf. The shemen for the menorah does not require that because it's not a carbon. Now the same kedushim over here asks a kasha on Taisis from a gemara mufureshes and menachos daf peches hamer beiz. The gemara is talking about the different midos, the klisharis which were different measurements that were used in the beis hamikdash. There was a lug, a chatzi lug, or a revius. Each one of these kelim were nimshach, they were niskadish with kedusha through the shemen amishra, and the Gemara explains what each one was necessary for, and says over there that a chatzi lug, shabai hoyi mechalik chatzi lug shemen l'chol ner uner. The chatzi lug measurement was used to pour from there shemen into the menaira, and mashmaus over there is, it had to have been niskadish in order to give kedusha saguf to the shemen. According to what Taisa says over here, the shemen for the menaira did not need kedusha saguf at all, because it was not a carbon. Has to fit with the Gemara Menachos, which says they had to do Meshicha, they had to anoint and be Mekadosh the Chatzilug, because it was used to measure the Shemen for the Menorah. This is the Kasha of the Tzen Kedoshim on Taisis over here in Ersugya. So the truth is, Tosfos over there in Menachos, a little bit later on Pei Tes Amud Aleph, in Dibur Masal Chatzi Lug, he asks what seems to be a similar kasha. He says, Tema Lomba Yitzarech Lekadosh HaShemen B'Kli Sharis. He says, why did it have to be Mekadosh HaShemen for the Menorah and the Kli Sharis? What Tosfos means to ask over there is similar to what he's asking over here. Since the Shemen Shabbat Menorah was not a carbon, why did it have to be Neskadosh in the Kli Sharis? The Maisa Tosfos over there does not seem to be doubting that this is true, that the Shemen was Neskadosh. He just wants to know why. And Esther Gotesis is asking, the Lachari was not Neskadish, he's asking Akash and Rashi, who says that Kolakorah Belaila Kodesh Belaila is referring to the Shemen Shabbat Menorah. Tosfos seems to hold in Esther that it was not Neskadish Bekli. If one takes a look in the Tzayin Kodoshim over there, in Menachos Peites, he has a different way of understanding Tosfos' Kasha over there. When Tosfos says, why was the Shemen Neskadish in the Kli of Chatzi Lug, he understands Tosfos means to ask, not that it shouldn't need Kedushas Haguf Bechlal, but what Tosfos means to say is that anyways it will be Neskadish once it's placed in the Menorah. Since the Menorah itself is also a Kli Sharis, it also could give a Kiddush to the Shemen, so why does it have to be Neskadish before? According to his understanding of Tosfos over there in Menachos, Tosfos is not doubting the fact that the Shemen needs Kiddush Kli Sharis, he's just asking why does it have to be Neskadish before it's placed in the Menorah. But here in Tosfos Bayos is asking this question, why doesn't need a Kiddush Kli Sharis Bechlal, as the Shittim Beta says it's not Kodshei Mizbeach. Now in the Shiurim from Rav David Salvechik over here, he asks Akashim B'Shem the Biskarov, according to what Tosfos is suggesting over here, the Shemen for the Menorah does not need a Kiddush Kli Sharis. So what is the Pshat in the whole Neis Chanukah? Why is it that they need a Dafka Shemen which is Tahar? Bishlama, something which has the status of a carbon, the Tahar is Makbid, that has to be Tahar. Tumma will passel it. Mashenkin, the Shemen Shemen Menorah, if you say it does not even need a Kiddush Kli Sharis because it's not a carbon, what is the problem if it's Tomei? It should be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Halakha Samenorah even with Shemen which is Tomei. And then he leaves off Betzor Chiyun. Now continue on. The Gemara Nomad Beis brings Omer of Papa. Hashta da Amrit Nesachim Habon Mifnei Atzman Krivim Afilu Belaylo Nizdam Loi Nesachim Belaylo Makdishim Belaylo Umakrivon. A Papa says, once the din is that one could bring Nesachim Habon Mifnei Atzman even Belaylo, if he gets hold of Nesachim Belaylo, he could be Mekadosh them Belaylo and be Mark of them Belaylo. The Sheet of Mekobetzos over here in Oizvov explains the Chiddushes one would have thought that even though he could be Mark of them Belaylo, but he has to first be Mekadosh them Bayoim. Only after he's Mekadosh them Bayoim, then he could be Mekadosh them even Belaylo. Therefore, he came to be Mekadosh that one could be Mekadosh them even Belaylo. And the Shittu Gretzis over there is also Mavur, that the Lashon of Nizdam Neloy is Lav Dafka. It does not mean only be the Yevid can he be Mekadosh and Mekadosh the Nesachim Belaylo, that even the Chatchila one can do so. Rashi, however, on Amr Alef, who seemed to be Mashba, that he understood this Gemara differently, and Amr Alef and Dibur Maschal bin Chosam bin Eskeim, where the Gemara makes this drasha that he could bring the Nesachim of a carbon even Belaila, even the Mochar. Rashi over there says, in Chosam v'neskeim afilu Belaila v'afilu l'mochar im karev v'karbon bizmanoy. If you're marker of the carbon in the right zman, you could bring the Nesachim even la'achar zman. Afilu mikan v'ad asar yomim u'la'ilom. Rashi over there says, even after 10 days, 10 days is lavdafka, even la'ilom. Then Rashi finishes off, u'beloy nizdam u'loy kamari. The case is talking about he doesn't have Nesachim. The Chayr Rashi is coming mikayach this Gemara over here in Amud Beis. That's where he gets that Lashon. Rashi seems to understand the Gemara means to say Dafka if he didn't have Nesachim. That's when there is that he could bring it later on. If whoever he did have Nesachim, he has to bring Bedafka with the carbon. Now one can still question, however, this Lashon of Nizdam, which is Mashma B'dyevid, does that mean to say because L'chatchila one should bring a Bedafka with the carbon, meaning it should be Neskadosh together with the Shechita Sazevach? Or perhaps even if it was not Neskadosh with the carbon, so it does not have the status of Nesachim Haboim im Hazevach, still is a Maila if it's brought Dafka on that day, and Lashon Rizdam Loi Nesachim Belaila would mean, if he was not able to bring it on that day, which would have been more Lechatchila, then B'diavad he could even bring it at night. In other words, according to the first Tzad, the Maila is Dafka to bring it with the carbon. Once the carbon was brought already and it was not Neskadosh with the carbon, that already is no longer a Maila if it's brought during that day as opposed to the following night. Hashenkin, according to the second Tzad, even if it's not Boyim Hazevach, is a Maila Dafka to be brought during that day. That's why the Lashon over here in Nizdam Loi Belaila, that means to be brought at night, that's already B'diyeved, because the Chatchila one should have tried to bring it during the Hemshech of the day. This is a point which would need further clarification. The Lashon of the Rambam, when he brings this din, in Perek Dal Hilchos Meiser Karbonos Halacha Hei, the Rambam writes, HaNesachim HaBoim Im Hazevach Einan Kriven Ela B'yoim. That says Mavur in Ersugyo, if it's Boim Hazevach, it has to be brought Dafka during the day. The Hemshech of the Rambam continues, Avo HaNesachim HaBoim Bifnei Atzman Miskadshim B'layla V'Kriven B'layla. And then he says, Lefikach im nizdam loy nesachim habon bifnei atzmon makdishin belaylo umakriven belaylo. The Rambam over there on the side of the Rambam has difficulty understanding what is the Lefikach, Or is he being moisef more than that which he already wrote before in the halacha? And Nesachim Abayim Rifnei Yatzin could be Neskadosh B'layla and Hukrav B'layla. What is he adding in Nizdam Lay Nesachim Abayim Rifnei Yatzin Magdishim B'layla Makrivim B'layla? What is that being moisef more than that which he wrote already? So to this, the Radbaz answers, he says, the Rambam is telling you, She'im Nizdam Lay B'yoyim Yakivenu B'yoyim, this reason Makdim in the mitzvahs. Im Nizdam Lay B'layla Yakdisham V'yakrivim B'layla V'lo Yenichem L'machar. Rambam is telling us, as a din, as reason Makdim in the mitzvahs, if he got Nesachim B'yoyim, he should bring them B'yoyim, he should not wait till the Layla. And if he was Nizdam Lay B'layla, he should be Makdish and be Mark of them right away, he should not wait till the next day. The Radbaz seems to be saying with us, the Rambam, that even when the Nesachim were not B'yim HaZevach, he only got them after the carbon was brought. Still, if it's Nizdam Lay B'yoyim, he should be marking them right away because the reason Magdim in the mitzvahs. And the same if it was Nizdam Lay B'layla also, he should be marking them right away and not wait till the next day. Now, the Mashmoy Sadus Radvaz is not necessarily that there's a mile to bring the Nesachim the same day that the carbon was brought. Rather, there's a mile to bring them as soon as possible. So regardless of whether it was the same day that the carbon was brought, he got the Nesachim later in the day. So the reason Magdim in the mitzvahs tells us that he should be marking them right away. If he got it that night also, he shouldn't wait till the morning. The Chayr Hu Adin, the same would also be true. The same as Rizim Makdim Lemitzvahs would also apply if he got it a different day. Any day that he got it, he should try to bring them right away. But not necessarily that there's a matter to bring a Bedafka the same day as the carbon was brought. Now, a bit further on, the Gemara brings Amr of Adabar Ahava, Valuysa Shachar Piselus Behen Keivarim. When the Nesachim are brought before Yatzman and they can be Hukdash Belaila, so then they have to be Hukr of Belaila as well. If he waits till the morning, the Nesachim become possible with a psal lino, just like Eivarim. In other words, the din that Nesachim could be brought afilu b'layla, afilu l'mocher, they could only be brought l'mocher if they were not yet niskadish. Once they're niskadish, then ready to have a psal lino and have to be brought dafka at night. If you wait till the next day, they'll become possible. Now what exactly is the chiddush over here? We know that there's a cloud that anything that was niskadish b'kli sharis becomes possible b'lino when alois ha-shachar comes. So the Radvaz on the Rambam, in Perek Dal Hilchos Ma'isa Kabonis Halacha Hei, explains that there perhaps could have been a half minute to say that the same when something is Niskadish B'yoyim, something which is Hukr of B'yoyim has to be Niskadish B'yoyim, when does it become possible with the Psal of Lina, not at the end of the day, rather only the next morning after the whole night passes, so something which is Karev B'layla and therefore could be Hukdash B'layla, you would have thought that the Psal of Lina is only at the end of the next day, Hashkiya Sachama, not at the end of the night by Alois HaShachar. That's the Chiddush that no, these also become possible by Alois HaShachar, even though they're only Niskadish B'layla. Another possible pshat to explain what's the chiddush over here is based on that which the Gvura Sari explains in Tainus Daf Beis and Beis. He's discussing over there the psal olino, and the shaila is the psal olino only in the case where the whole night passed? For example, if he was makdish a mincha bekli and he did it during the day, and then the whole night passed, it becomes possible by leisa shachar because it went through a whole night. For example, the ivarim of a carbon after you shech the carbon during the day, the whole night passed without being makir of these ivarim. These Ivarim were around already from the beginning of the night through the end of the night, that's when they become possible. However, something which would be Niskadish in the middle of the night, maybe on that it would not be a psalina. And he brings the Raya from Arsugyo. Here you see an example where something was Niskadish Belaila, meaning in the middle of the night. So it didn't have a whole night pass through it. It's still a din that it's possible Belina. From here he proves his child that Lina is not dependent on passing through a whole night, rather even only part of a night. Once Alois HaShachar comes, the psalina is Chal. There is discussion on that which the Gvura Sari himself writes in Yumach of Tessam and Beis, not like this. There he does say that the psal lina min atayr is only if it passed through the whole night. But Akabonim, if we understand based on that which the Gvura Sari says in Tainus, that from Astrigo the Zariah that even a lina of a partial night also passes, then perhaps we could say that's good for the Chiddush of Rabat the Barahava. That's what he's coming to say, that even though these Nesachim were Niskadish in the middle of the night, it did not have a whole night pass, still the din is that they become possible by Lois HaShachar. Now, Rabbeinu Gershon over here has an entirely different girsa in this line of the Gemara. Instead of our girsa of Alois HaShachar Paiselos Behen Ke'ivarim, he was Geiris. This is brought also in the Shita Mekubetzes, Ois Ches and Ois Tes. He clarifies the girsa of Rabbeinu Gershon. He was Geiris, Va'ilas HaShachar Paiselos Behem Be'ivarim. Instead of Alois HaShachar, the coming of morning, he was Geiris Oilas HaShachar, which means the bringing of the carbon Tamid Shol Shachar, Paiselos Behem Be'ivarim, this will pass all the Ivarim. He explains this referring back to the Reis on Amar Aleph, which says, Ivarim updorim makrivim mi boya shemesh umisaklim v'holchen kol alaylo. You can be makir of Ivarim updorim even after the sun sets, and they continue to be consumed throughout the night. And there Rav Adabava is saying that once you're makir already the Tamid Shol Shachar, that will already passel Ivarim from the Tamid Shol Bein Arbaim. So although you can put the Tamid Shol Bein Arbaim onto the Mizbeach at night, and it can remain burning, but once the morning comes already, and you're makir of the Tamid Shol Shachar, they'll pass the Ivarim from the Tamid Shol Bein Arbaim. This is an interesting din which we don't find in other places. There is a Mishnah in Talmud Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph which says that Achar Trumas Hadeshen, after they do the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the first Avedu, which is done every morning, so then they go up to the Mizbech and they're Misalik, they move to the side all the Ivarim Upadarim, which have not yet been totally consumed. Afterwards, they're Misadar a new Marocha, new pieces of wood, they set up a fire once again, and then they put back on the Marocha the Ivarim Upadarim, which they were not yet totally consumed. Rabbeinu Geshen over here writes that that which they set up the new Marocha, that itself will not passel the Ivarim from the previous day. It's only after you put the Ivarim from this day's Talmud Shal Shachar, which will passel the Ivarim Upadarim from the previous day. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Geshem, when you reset up the Marocha and you put the Ivarim back on, that has to be done before you break up the Talmud Shal Shachar. The Ivarim Upadarim from yesterday's carbon can go on the new Marocha, but it's not kosher if they'll still be around after you already break up the Talmud Shal Shachar. In the Pirush HaRosh over there in Talmud, he also makes this point that you could put on the new Marocha the Ivarim from yesterday, and even though we know that the din is the Talmud Shal Shachar has to be the first carbon which is brought each day, so the Chari, you would think that has to be the first carbon placed on the new Marocha. Still, the Rosh says that one can't put the Ivarim from yesterday on. The hour of the Talmud Shal Shachar has to be first. That means it has to be first from today's Karbanos. But the Ivarim Upadarim from yesterday's Karbanos, that can go on the Marocha before the Talmud Shal Shachar. According to Rabbeinu Gershom says over here, it has to Bedafka go before the Talmud Shal Shachar, because once ready you place the Ivarim from the Talmud Shal Shachar, but then it has to have been totally consumed, because at that point the Talmud Shal Bein Arbaim will become Pasul. Rakapam, this is definitely a new concept, a din which we don't find in other places, this Chiddush of Rabbeinu Gershom. Now, I'll discuss one final point. On the Pasuk, Elu Tassel Hashem B'mayadichem, the Gemara makes a Joshua, Elu Chivayis HaBoyis B'regel. Rashi says this refers to the Elas Re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagigah, and the Musafin, all these are Baran Yontif itself. Levar Menidrechem V'nidvayseichem, Shekrevim B'choylei Shomayid. The Gemara seems to need a Joshua to tell us that one can bring Nidarim V'nidavayis on Cholomayid. The Shita Megbetzes over here, and Elis Yidalef asks from a Gemara in Beitzah, Daf Yitas HaMedbeiz, the Gemara over there is discussing Nidarim V'davayis on Cholomayid, and the Gemara says that it's Pasha that one can bring them. You don't need any Joshua that one could bring these Karbanis on Cholomayid. Hashta Salusi Misalsinon Nedarim V'Nedavis Mibayi. Rashi over there explains Salusi Misalsinon means if one can gather Eitzim from the field, if even that one is allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, surely one could bring Nedarim V'Nedavis. If so, what does the Gemara mean to say over here? Over there in Beitza we see that we don't need any drasha to tell us that one could bring these Karbanis on Chol HaMoed. Here the Gemara seems to be bringing a drasha. So the Shita Megbetzes over here, he brings two terusim to this kasha. The first heresy he says is the Joshua here is not really to be matter bringing the Nedarim V'Nedavos on Chol HaMoed, rather it's to Aser bringing them on Yontif itself. That's one teretz. The second teretz he says is that we're not learning that one is allowed to bring the Nedarim V'Nedavos on Chol HaMoed, rather we're learning that it's a mitzvah to do so. If he has a chiv from the Nedarim V'Nedavos, he should not wait for after Yontif, rather he should be makar them on Yontif itself, in order that he has a lot of meat to eat on Yontif and Chol HaMoed. The Sasemus over here in Yasugi discusses this as well. Why we need a pasuk to be matter to bring the Nedarim V'Nedavos on Chol HaMoed? He wants to suggest on his own, similar to that which the Shita Megbetzes says in his second teretz, the pasuk is not coming to give a heter, rather it's coming to give a mitzvah, the one should be mak of them on Chol HaMoed. However, he says the Mashmoyis of the Rambam is not like this. He's referring to the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chagiga Halacha Yud. The Rambam over there writes, "Mutter lahakrav b'chol HaMoed nedarim v'nedavos shenemar ilu tasu l'Hashem v'mayadichem levad min nedrechem v'nidvaseichem mechlal shekrivim b'regel." That's the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is mashma that the pasuk is coming to tell us a heter, one is allowed to be makriv on Chol HaMoed nedarim v'nedavos, and the Sasemus leaves off with the kasha on the Rambam. Why would you need a pasuk to tell us this? Why would you think that it's aser? I've just mentioned there is a major machlekes rishonim about malacha and Chol HaMoed, whether it's aser midereisa or midrabanon. The Bi'ur Halacha in the beginning of Simen Tov Kuf Lamed brings the different shitas, and there's a Turi Evin in Chagiga on Daf Hilchos Samar Aleph in the Avni Milum over there, who brings a Rai from Eretz Sugya that Melacha and Chol HaMoed is Isser Dereisa, because if it was only Asr and Midrabanan, why would you need a pasuk to tell us that one could be Makir of Nedarim and Nedavos on Chol HaMoed if in Dereisa there is no Isser Melacha at all? He does say over there that either way it would be difficult, why do you need a pasuk? Like the Gemara in Beitza says, you don't need a pasuk to be Matir Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif. But Al-Kapanami says that's for sure that our sugya will be mavur, that there is an Isser Dereisa to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Why would one think that there is an Isser to bring the Nedarim V'Nedavos? As the Gemara Beitza says, it's Pashut. That question would still need an answer, but Al-Kapanami, if the whole Melacha is only Asr Midrabanan, then we definitely would not be able to make this Joshua from a Pasuk to be matter bringing the Nedarim V'Nedavos on Chol HaMoed. If you learn the way the Shita Megbetzes says over here, that the drasha of the pasuk is not coming to be matter that krova of nedarim v'nedavos, that it's coming to give a mitzvah that one should bedafka be makar v'nedarim v'nedavos on chol ha'moed. Obviously, this kash of the turiyavim would not be difficult. It would not be a kash on the rishonim who hold that melacha on chol ha'moed is only midarabanan. Here, the drasha from the pasuk is not coming to give a heter; rather, it's coming to give a mitzvah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.